I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
What are you doing here without Dorinda? Guess what? I'm not without Dorinda. She's here with Willie. Guys, we haven't seen Willie in so long. I know Willie's been on with Ramona before. I don't believe he's ever met Dorinda, and I think he's in for it. And I think it's going to be really fun. We'll see ya.
He's very dear to my heart, and she ripped Sonia's family crest deers apart. Aww. It's Watch What Happens Live with Dorinda Medley and Willie Geist now. Cohen live in the Bravo Clubhouse with a woman who always makes it nice and a man who always makes it geist. She brought the women together for a relaxing spa weekend tonight. Then, crest almighty, all hell broke loose. Say hi to New York housewife Dorinda Medley. Love the hair, Dorinda. And I love seeing him almost every morning before I put my pants on. From Morning Joe and Sunday Today, it's our good buddy Willie Geist. Great to see you, Willie. You can listen to Willie anytime on his podcast, Sunday Sit Down with Willie Geist, wherever fine podcasts are available. It's great to see both of you.
You too.
Thank you, Andy.
And over at our bar, it's our friend Gita from the Cubbyhole. Great to see you. Glad to see you made it through Gay Pride. Dorinda, things got a little hairy tonight.
I know where
and
we're
it
going
led to a presidential revelation. Let's take a look.
Let's all go home after dinner and braid each other's hair.
You can braid your paws.
No, I took care of that the other day.
Oh, you did? Oh, was that unruly?
Oh, it was Abraham Lincoln. I saw a president down there at one
it
point.
It was George Bush.
Even the last word on my bush? I see Abraham Lincoln. Yeah. I still see him.
See, Willie, we talk presidential
there
politics
it is. Yes,
here.
That's right.
Said we weren't into politics.
Willie, I got to tell you something. The lunacy that you deal with every day, it's crazy from what you're covering to what's going on at that desk. But you're steady Eddie, dude.
There's a lot going on out
yeah, there.
There
is.
Every day, every
and
minute,
you know
every
that
hour.
The president of the United States is watching you guys.
Well, he claims he doesn't watch.
Right.
But we know he does watch.
Right.
Because he sort of like live tweets our show and
right.
then says he doesn't watch.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you wonder what's going to happen every day? Is it just sort of a free for
all? Of course. Because
yes.
you don't know minute to minute.
Yeah.
A single tweet can change the world.
Yes. It's true. Yes. Before we get to your questions for Dorinda and Willie, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, it seems like Sonia's been rubbing Dorinda the wrong way for the past few weeks. Actually, all season, kind of. But when Sonia wore shoes with the Morgan family crest, a deer, Dorinda went a little buck wild. Let's take a look.
The shoes are beautiful.
The deer's from my family crest.
Wait a second. Do you really have a family crest?
Yeah, I wear
ex-husband.
Deer.
Oh, your husband's family. But I would feel like an idiot to walk around in
Ralph's family's tartan.
Well, whose name do you have?
Well, I say Medley.
Yeah. Isn't that similar?
Not really.
She's not a Morgan.
Are you kidding me? That's my family!
It's your family!
We're both really?
Why do you care?
Stay out of the bathroom.
Dorinda, why? Every time we have a dinner, you have to put your nose in about my family.
Sonia, relax.
You cut out, because now she's bullying.
Okay, here's what. Go to WWHL.TV and tell us, whose side are you on, Dorinda or Sonia? Dorinda, number one question for you.
Well, let me just say something. I want us to make this clear because everything gets twisted. Okay. I never said I wasn't confused why she was still using Mrs. Morgan.
Right.
Okay. But I thought you your family crest, I didn't know you got a crest by injection. I thought a family crest is from your family.
Right.
My family is the Sincalas.
Right.
Her family is the Tremonts.
Looks like the audience is on Sonia's side here.
Oh, right. No.
Are you surprised by that one? Surprised by that one.
I thought royal family has a crest. Vanderbilts have a crest.
Yes.
Rockefellers have a crest. There should be a threshold for a family crest.
Well, that's like it. You have to be part of the family.
Right.
I mean, her daughter has a crest.
Right. Well, second, there's also been weirdness between Dorinda and Bethany.
Oh, no.
And here's what. Tonight they went from hugging it out to Bethany coaching Sonia into slugging it out. Take a look.
I feel like you don't feel comfortable with me. Is there anything wrong?
I have no issue with you. I think you have an issue with me.
I'm glad that you have the instincts to come say something. It's not that everyone has a problem with Bethany. It's that she doesn't engage with us.
I'm an engager.
I'm so proud of your progress.
What
fantastic.
What are you doing? You're acting like
I can say whatever I want.
You're acting like the authority on everything.
You're the only one that can apologize, right? Oh, no, that's right. You don't.
Thanks, Dorinda. You spend 30% of every dining and alcohol experience standing up and slurring inaudible insults towards this woman. F*** are you to be telling her you're proud?
You didn't muck it up with all your words.
I was like,
yeah. Yes. Now you killed it. It's done. She's been checked.
All right, go to WWHL.TV now and tell us, whose side are you on, Dorinda or Bethany?
Oh, God.
Were you surprised that you two,
I don't know. We're never allowed to get involved in any of Bethany's arguments, but she wants to get involved with all of ours. And, now Sonia's now her new best friend. The person that was dead to her a couple years
surprised
ago.
Surprised by that?
Yes.
Yes.
No, not really, because I think it's sort of... She's in default mode at this point.
Do you guys ever go out to a meal and everything just goes fine?
And yes.
There's small talk and everyone gets in their car and drives
home. Sometimes, but we only show it for like a minute.
Yeah, they'll make the edit.
Yeah, okay, looks like you guys are on Bethany's side
in
this one.
Oh, my God. I'm losing great...
We're gonna
finally, I know it's petty, but one of my greatest joys in life is when someone who appears on morning television comes to the clubhouse and I can get them drunk enough that they're probably still a little tipsy when they have to get up for work the next morning. By the way, Willie's filling in for Hoda tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So I give it up to you for
I'll be
being
there with
here.
Savannah.
Because you're going to be there.
Savannah,
it's
for
you. Yeah. Here's what, Willie, guys. It's time to play Get Newsy or Get Boozy. I'm going to ask you some hard questions about your job and the people that you work with. And for everyone you don't want to answer, you have to take a big swig of your cocktail,
fair,
okay?
Fair.
Who's your favorite, Hoda or Kathy Lee?
Oh, God.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how cringeworthy is Joe and Mika's flirting?
They tried to hold hands on the air the other day, and she rejected that, so I'm going to say that was a 10.
Okay. Yeah. How long did you know about Joe and Mika's romance before they went public?
Zero. I did not.
Really?
Yes.
You had to suspect.
I honestly didn't.
Describe Joe's musical talent in 3 words.
Raw, southern rock.
Really?
Which set typically has more hungover people, the Today Show or Morning Joe?
Today Show by a mile.
Which Kardashian are you most sick of, Kim, Kylie, or Khloe?
Oh.
I'm not really sick of any of them. I'll go with... the third Kylie, because
wow.
I know she is.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's answering the questions. I love it. Will Al Roker ever leave his sharding incident in the past, or will it haunt him forever?
I think he's left it in the past. I think other people continue to bring it
right,
up.
Right, I keep bringing it up. Thank you very much.
Thank
Willie,
you.
Guys. Okay, Dorinda, here's a big question we got for you. What do you think is the real reason Carol and Bethany, what do you think is really going on there? And I know probably everyone's asking you this.
Yes, it's difficult because, I'm I'm unhappy they're not getting along. Mm-hmm. I think it was a really a true friendship, and I think feelings are hurt, and I think it's a communication problem.
Right, that's what you've been saying the whole time.
And also, too, you know, I think Carol feels betrayed. Because I think she was really a loyal and good friend, not only on air, but off air. They had a very solid friendship, and I think she was blindsided.
Mm. Willie, I Am Your True Love wants to know what you think of the hilarious Morning Joe SNL skits.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah.
And I think Joe and Mika would tell you the same. I'd like to see him put a little more thought into the Willie Geist character.
Yes. You know yes, I mean? Me too.
It's very Joe and Mika centric.
Yes.
Kate McKinnon's got a Mika going.
Right. Well, they're so easy to emulate.
Yeah, I'm sort of just a prop to sort of move the script
right.
along.
Yes.
I'd like to see more investment in my character.
I'm with
that.
You on that.
Yes.
Let's go to Michael from Massachusetts. Hey, Michael, what's your question?
What's up, Andy? I love the show. My question's for my girl, Dorinda.
Hi there.
Okay, Dorinda, how's it going? Love you so much. Okay,
well,
I would
you.
Like to know, it seems pretty passive-aggressive that Bethany just unfollowed everybody but Sonia on Instagram. What's up with that?
She unfollowed everybody.
Everybody. And she's and she never tags any of us. It's her thing.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, so who cares?
Right, right.
That's what I think about it.
When did that happen, that she...
I think probably Ramona was first, I was second,
and then just
and then
everything
went fell down.
Jennifer N wants to know if you really thought it was a big deal that Ramona posted the group picture online.
Absolutely not.
You did not?
And I'll tell you why. I understand it from both sides, but then someone should have told us. I mean, I could have even made the mistake.
Right, right.
Because you remember, we're not in that world.
Yeah.
So we don't understand all the idiosyncrasies of just getting... out of
arrested.
A situation. Yeah.
Yes.
So I wish she had just told us all to say just a little favor here. Don't post anything. Thank God it wasn't me.
Yeah. Did you cover the Deliceps arrest heavily on...
We did.
Yes,
we had a special report in
yes.
the news.
Yes.
Yeah. Lester
well,
Holt
the BBC, BBC
yes.
covered it.
Yeah, BBC did.
Did
BBC
really?
Covered
yes.
it.
Oh, absolutely.
I was surprised
yes.
when it hit BBC. I was
yeah.
like, whoa.
Let's go to Joe from West Islip. Hey, Joe, what's your question?
How you doing, Andy? Big Fat Joey. How are you?
Big Fat Joey. Hey, buddy. What's your question?
First, congratulations, Stanley, on passing your test. But question's for Willie.
Okay.
I know you're a big fan of the Housewives, and I love seeing you on Sunday mornings.
Thank you.
What would be your tagline?
My tagline would be very simple. You don't know me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, very
yeah.
good. Oh, let's go to Ann from New York. Hey, Ann. Hey.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, what's your question for Dorinda?
My question for Dorinda is, does Dorinda take exception with her other friends that are divorced using their married names?
As I said earlier, it's nothing about using the name. That got misconstrued. I used Ralph the Lynch name until I got married. I was saying that I didn't understand the family crest. Mm. So we need to get that clear. If I never got married to Richard, I would still be Mrs. Lynch.
How do you feel about keeping the Countess name?
I don't want to comment.
Willie, it
says
seems
it all.
Like
says it, all.
It seems like the Democrats have nobody as any kind of a front runner. Who should we be looking at from the party? I mean,
there are going to be about 150 people who run for president. It's going to be a big,
so
wide open field.
Wow.
Bernie's going to run again. You're going to see a lot of
really?
Familiar names, but I think some new young people.
You think
people.
It's going to be like Bernie and Biden?
Wow.
I think Biden might actually run.
Wow.
A lot of people say he's too old to run, but I think he looks at this field and looks at a guy like Trump and says, I've got to step in and do something.
Wow.
I think he might run.
Dorinda, Karen, speaking of the Democratic frontrunners, Karen Kay wants to know what your thoughts were about Tinsley going wedding dress shopping before she got engaged.
She's in the field as well.
Yes,
yeah.
exactly.
I actually, someone asked me that the other day. I said it must be a Southern thing.
Right.
I mean, you know, Tinsley's all about her eyelashes and shopping. She just loves to shop, and I think her mother coasted her into it. I personally wouldn't do it.
Right.
But can't you go to, like, J. Crew instead of the wedding store if
well,
you're shopping with your mom?
Do they have wedding dresses at
no.
J. Crew?
No, but, like,
let's go to Ingrid
shopping.
From Boston. Hey, Ingrid, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Great.
Congratulations on the fellow BU graduate that won Congress, New York City.
Oh, all right.
And what's for Willie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there was a huge fan of your dad on Sunday morning. How's he doing?
He's doing great. Thank you for asking. He's actually writing a book right now. He lives right near us, right near all his grandkids. So he's doing
nice.
The great
that's
Bill Geist.
Great Bill Geist.
Yeah.
I love Bill Geist.
Yeah.
What a great guy. Dorinda, Larry J. wants to know when the last time you spoke to Tom was.
I don't really speak to Tom, but we all run into him.
You do?
Yeah, we can go to the Regency right now and he'd be there.
You think?
Or maybe Omar's. I think he switched it up a bit.
Oh, really? That's hilarious.
Ramona was just saying that today to me. I was talking to her. She's like, everywhere I go, I see Tom. And John, can't you attest to that? Everywhere
John
we go.
It. Okay, it's game time, everybody. Tonight, Bethany had some very sharp words for Dorinda, whose words sometimes get a little fuzzy after she's had a few. But to say she's the only New York Housewives who has ever been there, and I'm there too right now, would be absurd. So it's time to rate that slur. Dorinda and Willie, I'm going to play a little clip of a New York housewife while she's tipsy talking. We're going to rate that slur. Okay, play the first slur, control room.
I'm so happy that, you know what, that I am part of this. And you felt like that.
She's very basic.
You know, then a moment in time, then a moment happens.
I love that one. So
every once in a while, you know, you just know it's right.
Okay, I'm giving this a 10. I'm giving
that
it a 10. Willie?
I feel like there's room to grow
okay,
here.
Okay, Willie's going to grow. All right, play the next slur, please.
I raise millions.
You know what they say?
Of dollars for
Sonya.
I party with John John Kennedy and Madonna all the time.
Well, John John's dead, so that's difficult.
Okay, I'm giving this an 8.
I think it's a 10, too.
Okay, Dorinda's giving it a 10. Willie's giving it an 8.
Thank you.
That was Atlantic City. Give me Mexico.
The guy was late. Like something. And we'll say, okay, no, I wasn't. I should have. Don't tell us a big act. You say what you're going to do. Dorinda.
Okay, I got to give this a 10. Tens across the board. Willie even gave it a 10.
That's a good slur.
Okay, let's go to Scary Island. Oh, man, we're going back now.
All right, I'm going to set her, shut her down. When she comes over, I'm going to just friggin' shut her down. I say, shut up. Turtle time.
Oh, I got to go 10. That's a 10.
I'm giving it a 10. That's a classic.
That
okay,
forever.
10's across the board
turtle
for Turtle Time.
Time. Still good.
All right, let's go to Halloween.
They get a sketch for NSL with Lady Gaga and Anna Samberg. The guy that did it did my dress.
I mean, that's a ton.
You know what?
Oh, Willie's
not everything's
going
to win. A 10.
Nice.
Okay.
Oh, my God, I love it. Okay, let's go to Mexico. Back to Mexico. Oh, my gosh.
No,
dress woman.
Who's on my pants?
Oh.
You're like such a girl. Like, this is like an exorcism.
Oh. 10.
That's a
10. 10.
We've got a lot of 10s.
We got a lot of 10s. Wow, we did really well.
Okay.
We have 3 ties. Mexico is scary. Mexico. Dorinda, we got a question wanting to know, how have you lost so much weight? S.W. Burnett.
Well,
you look great.
Well, thank you. Eat one up.
It's not like you lost so much weight.
No,
you lost
what I did, I got this train of Virgil Granger. He's amazing at the Equinox. He's hard. And I just committed to 4 days a week with him. And I stopped drinking, you know, and that...
Altogether?
That takes the weight off. No, you can have some, but I really...
Selective.
Can't when you're working out like that, because...
Right.
You just can't, not especially at my age.
Greg D. emailed, Willie, have you ever cursed by mistake on air, and how did you recover?
I said, I don't know if I can say, I can't say the word here.
What does it start with?
I was supposed to say tipsy.
Uh-huh, you said titsy.
About Amanda Seyfried, and she was sitting right there, and I said the other word.
No.
Yeah.
That's great.
And I was this close to her.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I know. We've all had our moments.
God knows it.
Right?
Yeah. We had one that I actually will not speak about.
No, you should.
But you were here.
It's here.
It was a show that you were on.
Yeah, I'll take that one to my grave.
Yeah. Willie's been on with Lil' Kim, Snoop Dogg, Dorinda, Ramona. You've been on with some
Dorinda's number
classics.
One now.
See that? It's always a special occasion when Dorinda's here.
Awesome.
Absolutely. It's time for, please, we had Dorinda Medley in the night of 28 doorbells. We had to fly her out to L.A. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the news that there is apparently something called a billionaire watch. Did you hear about this today? I found out because Floyd Mayweather bought one for $18 million. Okay. For $18 million, that freaking watch better tell time, better tell me I'm beautiful, better give me a freaking handy when I want it. You know what I'm saying?
God.
You know what I'm saying, Willie? No, I want a handy from that watch. Yeah, I do. But
yeah,
Willie,
don't comment on
our jackal goes to the news that singer Sam Smith is allegedly split from his boyfriend of 9 months, American actor Brandon Flynn. You know what? I guess it's kind of like what Maya Angelou famously said. When people show you who they are, believe them.
Ooh. I'm a dick monster.
Ah, he's a dick monster. I want to thank Dorinda, Willie, and Gina. All right, we're talking workouts with Dorinda and Willie Geist. Willie's podcast, Sunday Sit Down with Willie Geist, is available where fine podcasts are available. Gita is from the Cubby Hole. Great to see you, Gita. So, Willie, what is on your podcast?
It's the full unedited interviews from Sunday today.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so like last week we had Blake Shelton.
I know.
His bar in Nashville.
Wow.
On the show, we get like 7 or 8 minutes of the interview, which is a lot, as you know, from TV.
Yes.
But on the podcast, you get like 45
that's
minutes.
A great
it's
idea.
Just start to finish, put it all up
that
there.
That is a great
so
idea.
So much ends up on the floor. You know how this works.
I think you should come to Bluestone Manor.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's Dorinda's unbelievable house.
Let's do it. Let's
your
do
wife
it.
Can come up.
That's Dorinda's unbelievable right. house. I got to tell you something. The house, look, I know we have not actually seen the half of that house, have we?
No.
Because we shoot in the winter, so it's always interior, and you
so
have these
great
unbelievable grounds.
We could do a fall there.
Right. I would
and a
love
Halloween
it
party.
Yeah. Oh. I'm into it.
Sounds like an
let's
episode.
Go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name, and from where are you calling?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, this is Ed from New York City.
Hey, Ed, where in New York are you?
Upper East Side, actually. So my question is for Dorinda.
Excellent. Oh, right by Dorinda. What's your question, Ed?
My question is, how is your daughter Hannah's relationship with John now? Has it improved at all?
Yes, I think it has. Well, I know it has. But she's, you know, everybody's sort of, she's moved out. She has a nice, wonderful new boyfriend who I'm meeting. And
you've not met him yet?
Not yet. Oh, Hannah's very, you know, Hannah does things in her own fashion.
Yeah.
Which is nice. She doesn't rush
like you.
Things. Yes, like me.
She's strong-willed.
And she's very good with him now.
She live in
no
the city?
She does. Oh,
Nate K texted, Willie, would you ever make the switch to late night TV? Or are you strictly staying with morning and news? I mean, you...
I would, yeah, definitely.
You're very versatile.
I mean, the 4 a.m. wake up thing, I think like 20 years in, maybe I'll hit a wall and be like,
can you
I could
imagine?
Do something else.
No.
We've been doing Morning Joe for 11 years now.
Can you even go on a date with your wife?
Oh, yeah, we go on dates all the time, as long as the dinner reservation is at like 5:15.
Right.
Which means you can eat anywhere in the city.
And so, does your wife go to bed too?
She actually does. She goes
she
to bed,
goes to bed with you?
No, the kids go to bed at like 8:39.
Right.
You go to bed at like 10 o'clock. Yeah.
Wait, so you go to bed at 10, and what time do you wake up? 4?
4.
So you get
4,
6 30. Hours.
Yeah, that's okay, right?
Yeah, that's fine. That's basically kind of what I get.
Six, six and a half.
Yeah. Wow. So tomorrow morning you're hosting Today.
Yes.
You're filling in for Hodes.
Yep.
And you will get there at what time?
I will get there tomorrow at about 5:30, something like that. And we got a big day tomorrow because we've got this Supreme Court vacancy now.
Yes.
There's a lot going on, so it'll be a busy morning.
And so what time does your day end?
Depends on the day. A lot of times, like yesterday, I went to Dallas and did an interview and flew back, like a there and back. So I do that quite a bit.
But like a normal day?
Normal
you...
day, I can be
there's
home
no
2, 3 in the afternoon.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So then you get to see your kids.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's
you know, Dorinda takes a nap fully under the covers.
In my pajamas.
In her pajamas at 4 p.m. every day.
Every
you
day.
Do? How yeah, long?
I have a routine.
Wait, what do you watch?
I tape Dr. Phil, who I love. He's John, great. I love you, but I have a huge crush on
okay.
Dr. Phil.
Okay.
And then at 4 o'clock, when I know it's all taped, I get in my bed and I put on my pajamas and I put it on and I fall asleep.
You do?
45 minutes later.
I love it.
That's
and then do you wake up energized?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how many times I have thought of you at 4 o'clock. No joke. Like, do you know that? Like, that was something that she said on her first season on The Housewives. And, like, it just stuck for so many people. Like, I'm like, she gets in the bed
right.
at 4 o'clock.
Right, right.
Yeah. In pajamas.
In pajamas. Yes. You, like, brush your teeth and, like,
afterwards.
I'm going to bed.
Afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That's
yes.
incredible.
I have done I that in you. Tribute to you. And I, in tribute to you, will take my contacts out. Because sometimes if you're, you know, whatever, no. if you're lazy, you'll be like, no, I'm just going to sleep with the... like.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Michelle, and I'm calling from Dallas. Next hey. Time you come to Dallas, really, like, happy to, like, hook you up.
I wish I'd known, Michelle. My bad.
I know. So, hey, we love watching you. And my question is, what out of all the amazing profiles you've done, what is the one thing that was the most moving? And is there one that you actually regret doing?
Of all the interviews I've done, is that what you said, Michelle?
Yeah.
None that I regret doing. I think the most moving interviews are with people you've never heard of, like going to a family homeless shelter in Bushwick and talking to a family there and helping them put it back together. So to me, those are the most moving. We did that a couple of years ago, but the day-to-day, I don't know if they're moving. Sometimes they're infuriating.
Yeah, right.
You know, if you're interviewing
especially
a politician,
now.
Trying to get an answer out of them. But yeah. it's also energizing, and it's a great time to be doing what we're doing. I mean, you wake up every morning, and there's an entirely new story, an entirely new challenge, and then an hour into your show, there's another one. And then yeah. an hour in, there's another one. So it's relentless, but it's fun.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling? Daddy's hitting a wall, caller. Okay. Oh, there you are. What's your question? Hey, what's up?
Okay. Andy, I just have to tell you that I watched you on my VPN from Shanghai, China.
Wow.
I'm an American who lives in China, and I subscribe to everything Bravo on my secret VPN. And I love you, love you, love you.
Thank you.
You're my secret best friend, just so you know.
Thank you.
And by the way, pick either Beverly Hills or Kota to Kaza people where I used to live, or New York women to come to Shanghai for the next trip. I give great Shanghai.
That'd be great. I don't even mind that you're watching us illegally.
I know.
Anyway, what's your question?
That's how we do, Andy.
My
question is for Dorinda. Okay. I just want to know if now that the filming is over, have Dorinda and Bethany mended their friendship?
We haven't really spoken. I mean, I'm blocked from everything.
Yeah, really?
No.
But did you end with your friendship so bad? I mean...
No, this is...
It seems like you had a lot of miscommunications, but it's not
yes,
like...
Yes, there's nothing bad that's happened. Right. I just think, you know, you watched the whole season, and sometimes it is what it is. Listen, at some point in your life, you just say, you know, maybe you don't like me, I don't like you, maybe it's just not going to work. And,
right.
and sometimes, you know, you need a rest. I have no problem with Bethany. You know, I just think it's hard sometimes. You know, yeah. she's a tough cookie to crack.
There are flashes where you look like friends, and then 5
yeah,
minutes later.
Yeah, as I always say, when Bethany's great, she's fantastic.
Right.
But you just don't know it. I always, you know, it's kind of like that thing. You just don't know when she's going to be happy with you or she's going to be mad at you. I was very surprised by a lot of the comments this year.
The comments in interview.
Yeah.
Yes. And when you
because I wasn't
around,
feeling that
when
way.
When you weren't around.
Yeah, when I wasn't around. Yeah. So when I would see her face to face, I would, and she kind of did that to Carol. You know, one minute they'd be all fine and it looked like the scene was great and they'd made up and they'd hug and kiss. And then there'd be a clip it where everybody's back. So it confuses you a bit.
Okay, last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Bethany from Johnston.
Oh, God, I got scared for a second.
Oh.
I was going to run.
Done that one earlier.
I was waiting for you.
Hello?
What's your question, Bethany?
Hi, Andy. Once again, I tell you, I've already been on a couple times. I was on when they, with Craig and Catherine, I asked the question about the dress.
Amazing.
Yes. Anyway, I love you, Andy.
I love you
that
back.
That being said, Brenda, I got to tell you, my girlfriend and I, her name is Heather. We love you. We think
you are the
best on New York, period.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And you make the show fun.
Call into the polls.
Yeah, she, seriously, you make the show fun.
Oh,
that
thanks.
Being said, on another note, so Willie Geist.
Oh,
I gotta ask you.
That seems like a transition.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're going all three. Willie, I gotta be honest with you. Joe Scarborough's hair, first off.
His hair?
Fantastic.
It is. Oh, great.
Just
he's
so you know. We love his hair.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, so what are you thinking about the whole issue with Kennedy stepping down from the Supreme Court? Kind of huge.
God, I thought she would say something negative. Yeah,
I thought she was going to slam Joe Scarborough.
Cap to how much she packed into that question.
I know. That's a lot.
I just got to say, I hate to say it. It just might happen. I hope you get over it. Here I go.
I mean, we came from the question to you 6 years ago to today.
I know, it's amazing.
I know.
So, Kennedy, so the Democrats are obviously going to try to delay this to November, but they're not going to be able to, right?
No, they don't have the votes.
No.
So they're going to put up a huge protest.
And, of course, it doesn't matter that Mitch McConnell delayed the Merrick Garland vote for 9 months.
He says it's different because that was during a presidential election, so we should wait to see who wins to see who gets to pick that person. And he's saying this time it's a congressional election, so it's different. But the point is, there's going to be a big...
So he's just making up rules.
Well, there's going to be a big, ugly, divisive fight. And Democrats are going to dig their heels in to show to their base that they stood up for themselves and the other ways. But they have the Republicans have the votes. So if they want it, they're going to get their guy.
It seems hopeless now. I know. I hate to tell you, but it always seems hopeless now.
Don't get hopeless.
Yeah, I know.
Don't get hopeless.
We promised at the Women's March that we wouldn't get hopeless, but... You can't help yourself. You get a little hopeless every once in a while.
Yeah.
Well, you have days where you get exhausted.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get hopeless. You get tired.
Yeah, maybe that's a bad word. But
you wake up, and if you believe in that side of things, you fight for it. Yeah.
Dorinda and I are upset. I want to thank Willie Geist, who's hosting the Today Show. And I got him a half crush. He kept filling up his drinks. Thank you, Dorinda. You look great. I'll see you at the reunion in 2 weeks.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.